We are back. Last segment of the show. Do a little scammery bustery with Ann Jackson. When we last played with Ann and her scammery friends, Jennifer Green, daughter of Parker Desmond Green, mm-hmm. prone to vehicular homicide.
yeah, she can't get away from claw bumpers quick enough.
She can't.
She's a slow-moving girl.
Mm-hmm. Was laying it on thick with Ann, or Mummy, as she calls her. You know, just begging for the money, playing on the heartstrings.
Yeah, that was really sad.
And then, of course, Ann got in a fight with Miller, but that goes every episode. So that's where we were last time. Mm-hmm. Pip, you had a decent performance with the categories last time.
Well, no, I'm going to ruin that. I have no idea.
Well, listen, you're just here 1 week in a row. That's all we can ask for, Pip.
Yeah, I know.
Well, here together. It's like the first time in 2 weeks we're all here together.
More than that. It's
like
nice.
Gray.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
So, I miss you guys.
No, you didn't.
I did.
I got to tell you, though, it was nice, you know, wrapping up the show and just walking down my hall and eating dinner.
Yeah, I know. I've done it.
Yeah.
Show off.
Categories are?
I'm not just bum equipment shirts and ratty sweatpants. I'm smart.
So shall I tell you the categories?
No.
No, we'll just...
Don't.
We'll just fucking ramble on about people picking trash.
Okay. Well, the first one, of course, is Mr. Davin. And the second one is fucking asshole. And number three, this is a long shot. Mess media. So,
well, I don't think that's a long shot.
No, but I mean,
we get on mess media runs.
Every once in a while, yeah, we do. So what do you think, Joe?
I'm going to go with five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going to go with seven fucking assholes. And I'm gonna
usually run with two.
That's what you did there.
Did you?
Yeah.
You'll probably argue about the fact that it happened later on.
And
well, when I hang out, I have five fucking assholes, so you don't understand my fucking asshole experience. You're just doing a liberal stat on overall fucking assholes. Joe's going to write letters. Can you imagine dealing with me and Joe just fucking having to read our letters?
Yeah,
no,
I got to stop for 1 second. The reason that we're so cantankerous is he was a lawyer.
You've done some sociological study on
no,
this?
No, but the thing about it is he's a lawyer. He's used to arguing cases. I have been a salesman and a purchasing agent for 20 years, and I'm used to haggling, getting the deal, counteracting and stuff like
that.
I know. We both are cantankerous.
Fuck you.
We both are.
See? That wasn't being a lawyer. That was being a guy from Jersey.
Eat me. That's a guy from Long Island.
There you go. See?
That's why it's been a
guy from the tri-state
area.
There's
what a 20-year friendship is.
Yeah. You go fuck yourself. How dare you meddle in and put your stupid opinion in.
Yeah. I don't need your fucking 2 cents.
Yeah, fuck you. We can do this without you. Fucking twat.
We both.
Look at Pip for 10 minutes. Pip for 10 minutes tried to say fuck, and we wouldn't let her. She's like fuck, fuck, like she was like stuttering over fuck.
Oh, that's funny. So
we argue.
Yeah. So three is what? Three is what again?
Mess media.
I'm going to put me down for three mess medias.
Wow. Okay.
Like it's a deli. And you know what? A quarter pound of American cheese.
Yeah, is that for mess media fresh? Yeah. I don't want to pawn me off yesterday's media. Shit.
All right. I'm going to say. Who are you going to call? I'm going to say six Mr. Davins. I'm only going with three fucking asshole. And post, baby, you one mess media.
Even you don't have faith in it.
You know what? But I haven't seen a lot of it, but I'm thinking she said like one of them recently, so I'm holding out hope.
All right.
Joe's girl says three Mr. Davins, one fucking asshole, and no mess media.
We're a little low on the Mr. Davins tonight.
I know, we are. So I'm hoping that Andrew will play.
All right. Here we go. Dateline, September 7th, 2014. Mr. Davin!
Oh, there's one already.
Right off the bat. I am doing unrest report. And then she actually sends me the proper link for the FBI.
I just want to ask you a question real quick. Why does she call it unrest report? Is that what they literally call it?
No, she's making shit up.
Oh.
She's getting no rest.
No, but is that the weird thing that she came up with?
I've never heard it but from anybody else but her.
Okay.
And we've been doing this bit for how long, and now you're asking?
No, I know. It just occurred to me now.
So she sent, and then she sends me the proper link to contact the real FBI.
Right.
So this is good. Brown Cotton. I swear it to you that you will be arrested. So do James H. Miller and Parker D. Green. You are not human beings, but animals. James H. Miller is an asshole. Well, I saw through him from many ways. You are a fake FBI man, and you are not qualified. Now, what type of qualifications do you need to be a fake FBI man?
Well, you know, first of all, you have to have a fake ID.
I think that's the first one.
Yeah, I think that's the first
one. I think you have to also have no idea how the real FBI works, from what we've learned.
Right, and a really crappy disguise.
Yeah, yep. I think that's it.
Yeah.
So I think he's qualified.
Yeah,
I think
maybe
she's wrong.
He is.
I think
yeah,
she's
wrong.
You will be arrested. I will see it. Of course, Eric Bohr and fucking Melvin Santos, too.
She also had fucking Melvin Santos. That's new.
Yeah, you know, he's not as fuckable, so. You keep silent, and you will get arrested, because I have the true evidence. You are all behind the mail ad to read what I am posting. Mail address. Why not? Because you are real fucking monsters. That is the truth.
Wow, but, I mean, at least she's getting...
She's been on a little bit of a roll.
Yeah, where she almost seems like she's realistically realizing that they're not the people they purport to be.
She's kept the plot a lot longer than she has in the past.
Yeah. Did you ever see The Notebook?
No.
Okay, it's a real girl movie.
That's why I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Because I'm a real man.
Well, one of the things that I...
With a real smart condom.
And a lot of girth. And,
thank you.
You're welcome. I you know, I give credit where credit's due.
I appreciate that.
No problem.
That's why I need a bigger house.
Yeah, you... Bong, 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 bong. You know, well, I say, you know,
like, I don't know how the film crew is going to fit down here. Pardon my cock.
I'm scraping along the walls. It's embarrassing.
It's going to hurt the resale value.
Yeah, you're going to have to paint.
Yeah.
But I was going to say.
Do you have a pet? No, a girthy cock.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
That's what the reaction of girthy cock should get out of a woman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a gay man. Joe likes girthy
Everybody
cock, too.
Everybody likes the girthy cock.
Girthy cock. I'm girthy cock.
Like
it's
that.
Not a lumber cock.
A lumber cock.
He's girthy. A lumber cock and he's okay.
Like the heterosexual, then the gays. Sorry.
Very nicely done.
Just a song. I should, yeah, not me. Yeah.
We should be a musical.
Be closed in 2 days.
Best 2 days you've had in theater.
Now, yes.
It's like, can't lie.
You guys, but yes.
Where were we talking about before girthy cock?
I don't know.
I've completely
doesn't
lost
matter.
The plot.
We're going to move on.
No idea.
Girthy cock is often a game changer.
We can't stay girthy cock all night.
The Notebook. Oh. Did you ever see the movie The Notebook?
Can we
Notebook.
Talk about girthy cock?
I'd rather talk about girthy cock. I never saw The Notebook.
Isolate that.
That's part of the movie.
Joe, what do you want to talk about? I'd rather talk about girthy cock.
Girthy cock.
Did you ever see that movie?
No.
Okay. It's a chick flick, so I know you
of course.
See it.
Oh, get to the fucking point.
The Stink Book.
The guy is...
Between you and her, ugh.
The guy's reading a notebook with the story of their whole romance to this woman who is his wife, and she has dementia. And when he reads the story to her, every once in a while she comes back and remembers who they are. And so the thing is, it's kind of
oh,
like
that's sad.
Anne.
I don't want to read that fucking book.
No, it's a,
well,
it's
a book.
It's a
it doesn't
movie.
Have pictures. You wouldn't.
It's a sad movie. But Anne is like this because it's like when she thinks about and talks about all her scammers, eventually she has a moment where she realizes that they're all scammers and they're not FBI men and army men and everything, although she's still sticking with the army guys a real story. But she comes back every once in a while, and then all of a sudden she leaves screaming, just like the woman in the movie.
Because I think that she hides in her, she is afraid of reality, because if she hits reality that she spent all this time and these people that are actually scammers, I think it would destroy her. So basically she'll have a moment of clarity, but she'll cover that up to hide that moment of clarity, because that would be the end of her.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
May I?
Yes, please. Resume.
Thank you. Ugh, fucking tangent that was.
It was a girthy tangent.
Wide berth for the girth. Mr. Davin!
Oh, two.
I'm going to send mails to FBI in Kansas. Mr. Davin!
Three!
I'm trying to collect all of the evidence, and then I will make a big file to send to all of the authorities. Brown Cotton will soon be a dead man since he abuses FBI. He will get punishment.
Good.
Sure. They keep silent because they do cheat on my money. They are scammers online all day. It is shame.
It's a job.
Really?
They're working hard at scamming you while you're sleeping.
They're all day. Well, it's because they job. 9 to 5 for them.
Hey, don't call them lazy. Look how hard they are. Well, hard. Fuck it. You know what I mean.
No, but they're up to their ass with her. Holy cow.
sounds dirty when you say it.
No. I know.
I said, and it's their job, and they're up to their ass with her all day.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Well, and they're working while she's sleeping because they're on the other side of the friggin' world. Mm.
So-called James H. Miller is a real love scammer.
Oh.
Green asked me to help him. Then the so-called James H. Miller ran away, and he took my money for his flight ticket. Tag, yellow card, tag.
Tag, you're
it. Yellow card, his tax clearances for his gold bars, lawyer fees. This fucking man never returns the money to me. After this, he asked Rita to money or book Mac. Book Mac. I think like a MacBook.
Like a MacBook.
Yeah.
Book Mac.
Book Mac, MacBook, book Mac.
Now time for ball busting blue.
Oh.
Brown Cot made the fucking gold bar certificate to me. He flew to North Korea, and he does not know how to fly to Japan from Europe.
What? Worst air traffic controller ever.
Yeah, really.
He lies to me, and that there is only one route left to come to Japan from North Korea. This FBI man is fucking idiots. These people are real mafias. They took my money and they cheated on me that my funds will be transferred, so they asked me to borrow money from credit card company, and I did not pay for my social insurance and so on. They are real heartless con artists, and they are trying to kill me. Mm. Back in black. I am going to send it to the real authorities again and again. Of course they will get killed. Here is the lies from Parker D. Green. And then here's an email from Parker Green.
Oh.
And James has been held in Abu Dhabi and in United Arab Emirates. Now they said the package he is carrying is containing gold and he must pay for the clearance. I asked him to leave the gold with me, but he did not. They are asking for $7,500. Please contact Brown, as I have also sent message to Brown. They will seize the gold and hold him, maybe send him to court and jail him for carrying gold in such quantity with no legal license. Have they never fucking seen an Italian guy?
Legal license.
Is it fucking gold they got hanging out?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That would be like a $15,000 job.
Yeah.
Some of the guys I've seen.
Please try to help him. God bless.
Send $7,500.
Green told me James Miller would like to return the money to me. This soldier does not return the money to me. And here's a conversation between Ann and Parker. This is Ann. You are not a human being, but an animal telling you lies.
Yeah.
God will punish you because you lie to me. I have no idea why you lie all the time. I have a good idea.
Yeah. It's his job.
Yeah. I hate you and your personality.
I hate your personality.
What the fuck?
You know what you did.
I hate your personality and your shirt sucks. I
mean, yes.
You know?
And Parker Green has a response. God will punish you too.
Oh. Okay.
Because you called me a liar.
Oh, sweetheart.
Ann goes, you are. He never returns the money to me. You will see. You play on me and Brown. He is a good FBI man. I hate you and James Miller. A liar. Parker Green says, you will return all your money. And he continues, they tried with Eric and Brown is how they got $5,800 since 2 days ago. He is sick. Ann goes, who is sick? She continues, James or? Parker goes, yes.
James goes, or is sick.
Well, no, and it's like, is there somebody else? And
yeah.
Oh, James, we'll go with James.
All right.
Ann says, he does not come online. No, he comes in a tissue.
Oh, man.
Really? You're going to shake your head at me?
Yeah.
Parker Green says he needs $1,700 to complete the fees, and he will leave there. Ann says, if not, what will happen to him? Parker says, jail, 50 years. Ann says, I am crying.
Ugh.
Parker says, I have to work, please. Other clients, please hold.
Yeah.
I have a crisis over there. Somebody else is thinking that I'm not real.
You
gotta
shovel bullshit in this direction now.
Gets the tide.
A shoveling bullshit sprinkler. Parker goes, try for him. At the base. Marines base. But not spelled correctly. Ann goes, well, no one could contact James. Parker goes, security at the gate. Ann goes, it is dangerous. So dangerous. I want to cry. Parker goes, if you raise money, send message to Brown, okay? After today, I will not contact you again. I will not have access to internet because I've had enough of your shit.
No, you'll be back.
Yeah. Ann goes, I am sorry, Mr. Green. It is so dangerous there now. I think so. This is why you will go there. Parker goes, yes.
Where are it's so dangerous in Abu Dhabi?
I don't know where he's in a war zone someplace.
Okay.
I don't know, could be crossing the street in London like his daughter. I don't fucking know.
That's dangerous too.
That's Joe. Much more dangerous.
All dangerous, Joe. Can't take chances like that. Parker goes, yes, you are right. Ann goes, I am crying. How about Jennifer? Parker goes, Wednesday next week, if you can get any money. It will save James. Send him home. Ann goes, okay. Parker goes, try all your possible best. Ann goes, I will try.
You good girl.
I am. I am a good girl.
You are.
Ann goes, I will ask and beg. I do and I did. And I got violence. I guess she asked for money in the past. Parker says, message Brown. Anne goes, okay. Parker goes, I'll be going to the state soonest. Anne says, they will tell my students' parents not to pay me. Can you fucking imagine getting that note home?
Oh, man.
Can you imagine oh, I see you got a fucking C in math, and your teacher needs more money for her imaginary friends.
Really?
What a, that, fucking fired. She'd be
yeah,
in school
fired.
Full.
I know, fired, yeah. Fired so
absolutely.
Fired.
Yeah.
No, this is crazy. I can't believe that this many people gave her money.
They will tell my students' parents not to pay me. Then hold my money. Then I will be fired. Then I will have nothing. My life is over.
Mm-hmm.
Parker says, how I wish James was home.
Well, have you heard anything I said, jackass?
No, because it's in text.
Oh.
Parker goes, he would have helped, but I am so sorry. Anne goes, I told my friends. Parker goes, I will not be online again. Anne goes, to help me. Parker goes, because they will change me to the security. Anne goes, what do you mean? Parker goes, I will not contact you again. Anne goes, security. Parker goes, no access to the internet again. I'm handling the old-fashioned way. Fax machines now. I've been demoted because of you, stupid.
They took away my technology.
Yes. Parker goes, I will be at the base security for 1 month. Anne goes, Secret Service? Parker goes, do what? Parker goes, please do not do anything again. It is over. Anne goes, I will suffer in this life. Parker says, I have to work.
Thanks for your concern.
Anne goes, only debts. Parker goes, now, I owe too much myself. Now my daughter hates me. My life is gone for a good and nice friend. Anne goes, can you imagine what they told me? Everyone hates me. I am a big liar. I said the truth, but everyone said that I'm a liar. Parker goes, you are not.
Thanks.
Told by a liar.
Yeah.
Good point. Anne goes, even I found the scammers on Facebook. No one believes me. Everything I do is lies. They said so. So I got violence. I told James. Parker Green says, and I quote, bye.
Wow.
Try to save James' life. Brown has the gold bars with him. Anne goes, keep it. Forever. You will know what it is. Lies. I guess we should go a little further.
Yeah.
Any comments, questions?
It just seems that she's being hornswoggled by them. Hornswoggled.
How dare you?
You say so much stupid shit, and then you bring content like that.
Hornswoggled.
You know, when I think of Anne, I often think of hornswoggling, Joe.
But she just
bamboozled.
She just doesn't get the point. What these guys are doing, and then she calls them. You know, the one guy a scammer, then the other people that she's referencing that are going to catch the scammer. They're calling her a liar. She's not a liar. She's not a liar. She's stupid.
Yeah.
Sounds much better when you say it.
Mm. Well, yeah, I mean, she's saying that she gets much violence. I think that's because of people online.
Nobody's actually beating her up.
No, but she's saying that the people online are just, like, saying that she's a liar and that
she's
a scammer herself.
The thing, because she's having this emotional problem where she can't come to terms that they're scammers. Like you just discussed before, she has a moment of clarity, but that moment of clarity moves on very quickly. She's having a very tough time distinguishing real life from these scammers.
Right.
And because of that, these people that have been scammed that are looking up to her feel that she's a liar because she's going along with this.
Shall we continue?
Mm-hmm.
Dateline, September 8th, 2014. I respond to her. I go, they do not reply because I convince you not to send them any more money again, because she was complaining they don't reply.
Right.
You are not worth the aggravation if there's no money coming in. Don't I know it?
That's why I'm getting divorced.
Not alone, sister. Not alone. they probably read your emails, laugh at you.
Oh my God! Wow.
They don't care what hardships they cause you or others.
Yeah.
That is the brutal reality. I would not give them the satisfaction of them seeing your anguish.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I say, send it online to the official IC3 site. Include the names I told you to. The names of the people receiving your money in Malaysia. As I told you, those are the real people scamming you, posing as brown, boring Santas. Remember, she sent us the real list, but she thinks they're really brown Santas. You know?
I know. It's like, oh, my God. They're not people taking care of this for brown and Santas and so forth. They are the names of the real people behind this
scam. Your payday, baby.
Oh, yep. My God.
You ever see the Flintstones at the you know, in the credits when Mr. Slate blows the whistle or not?
Yeah.
And
the foreman.
Right, the foreman blows the wind whistle and
goes at the dinosaur's ass.
Yeah, right down the tail.
Yeah.
That's what happens when Ann shows up for the scammers. They're like, yabba dabba do.
I was wanting to do that every Friday at the day thing. I want them to push a dinosaur's ass up so I can slide down. Fred Flintstone.
How's that working out?
Not yet.
You're the dinosaur.
You be careful because you might get hornswoggled if you go riding down a dinosaur's ass.
Funny.
But by the way, if you use that phrase, you might get thrown in Facebook jail.
Funny.
Was it?
Mm. Tired.
Yeah, I think so.
Charitable.
Yeah.
Charitable.
Even she knows. He was like, let me get out of the way. Let me elbow Joe out of the way. I'm going to see myself to the barrel.
Oh, that's fun. Charitable.
Even I know it's stunk on ice.
I'm sliding down a dinosaur's ass.
Right
the
to the barrel. Wow. Joe will be jealous. He wants to slide down.
I
that's
know.
Right.
Well, let's say some crap like I do.
Yeah. He will. Mr. Davin!
Oh, that's 4.
FBI officers from Kansas contacted me after I sent mail to them. I am waiting for the reply. I did send their profiles to them. I did send the screenshot to them, and you also have it. The screenshot where they use the fake people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not the real people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, models and crap like that.
Yeah.
I go, please send me the email address you got from the FBI in Kansas. I want to verify that it is real and not more scammers. So then she sends me this. Subject, kindly return the money to me. Mr. Davin.
Oh, 4, 5.
This is what I sent to fucking Miller. Can you imagine his reaction? Oh, this is going to be nice. Can you imagine ours?
Dear fucking Miller.
And, you know, she's got Miller on it. She's got Parker on it.
That's good.
She's got Brown Cotton on this. She's got Melvin Santos.
Roll
she's
call.
Got Jennifer Green. Everybody's getting a copy of this. Mr. Miller, to tell you the truth, I did send mails to 2 FBI offices because I am fucking mad due to the unprofessional recovery scam. And knowing you, you told me to help me. I am not able to recover the debts because all of these fucking people, David Copper, Brown Cotton, Eric Bort, and fucking Melvin Santos,
roll call,
asked me to pay for the fees, which is totally 7 million Japanese yen. This destroys my whole life. You are...
Ooh, a fucking asshole?
I'm going with fucking liar.
Fucking assholes.
Ah, there's
yes!
Was that on there?
Yeah.
Plural?
Singular.
Oh, no. No points.
Ugh.
No points.
Yeah, for crying.
You prematurely assholed.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, so do I. Leaves a mess.
Money.
Their unprofessional knowledge destroys me. Write that down. I'm going to call that segment, Their Unprofessional Knowledge Destroys Me. Brown Cotton never learns from his mistakes. I think he's learning fine. I could say Brown Cotton never checks the whole procedure, and this is why. It is never-ending payment. This fucking payment is real advance fee fraud. She's getting it. She's kind of getting it.
Kind of.
Kind of.
Being the operative word.
Jennifer Green made big mistakes again.
I don't know if it's
she hard. Never checks the hole. I do. I got my smart condom
get a smart
on.
Condom.
Is there chlamydia or syphilis in there? I'm checking the hole.
Ding, 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 ding. There is. What did you do? Danger. Danger, Dr.
Oh,
Smith.
Warning. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. There's chlamydia.
Don't put me in there.
Oh, warning, Dr. Smith. Don't go in there. Oh, dear, robot. You go in.
I don't want to go in the stank pussy. Yeah.
With one of those big...
Send young Will Robinson in there.
They should make a talking condom. I'd love to hear the stories they have.
Oh. I don't think that you do.
I do.
Not at that moment.
Oh, my God. Why are you pushing so hard? It stinks in here.
No, it might be like this is a little loose.
Oh, a pinky ring. Finders keepers.
Hello.
Sure, I would love. I want a talking condom.
Oh my God, you would.
Who wouldn't?
Oh no, I wouldn't.
Let me hear the condoms bullshit.
I
don't think it has issues.
Really, a minute, really?
Unfurled me from my nice little blankie, sitting in this nice little wrapper, and
really?
We're just gonna do a minute's worth of work.
Yeah, really.
You call that a swim team?
Yeah.
Oh God.
We'll have to invent more. Anyway, I don't think that really has to do with scamming. Brown Cotton never learns from his mistakes. Oh, wait, let's see. Jennifer Green made big mistakes again. She never checks the hole. I did confirm with her many times. She is very idiot.
Very idiot.
She is very idiot.
And I've said the same thing about you, Joe, to Pip. I say, you know that, Joe? He is very idiot today.
He is very idiot.
Joe is very idiot.
I love very idiots.
I should do that next time somebody's pissing me off on Facebook.
You are very idiot.
I think that's what we have to do. Whoever gets in the next Facebook fight, that's our next thing next time.
Very idiot.
You are very idiot. Yes. I think we packed?
Yes.
Okay. Joe, don't let me have to use it on you.
That's probably.
Your fucking info destroys me, and you were all trying to kill me after looking back to the whole conversations. I told the truth that I got lots of violence when I begged for help. Parker Green, Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, you all asked me to try again and again. The way you do is real mafia ways and scammer skills. No wonder you are a heartless con artist. So I just think she's having language issues right here. I think she gets it.
Yeah.
I think she's got it. A little bit of advice here from Anne. Fuck off scammers.
Is that a bumper sticker?
It could be.
Okay.
Return the money to me or I will do intensive report to ask for the arrest of all of you. This is the truth. I do not lie. These scammers got to be sick with these threats of the fucking report.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, unrest report. It's like, fine, unrest reporting. Yeah, whatever.
You were a fucking idiot and you were trying to kill me. And she says that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck off your gold bars.
Ow.
Yeah, really.
I know. There's not much give in a gold bar.
Not really, no.
The punishment to you is that you never get them because they do not belong to you. You are a fucking scammer. Return the money to me. There is nothing to do with me about your fucking gold bars. Why do I need to help you? Go to jail forever.
Oh, it's usually go to hell forever.
Well, now it's go to jail forever.
Go to jail forever.
She could fucking change.
Yeah, she's allowed.
Fucking be sticking up about it. Shit like that. How dare you? Subject. Shame on you, Parker Green.
Quinn Martin production.
An after school special.
And a very special fuck off scammers. Parker Green. Silence is gold. Which means you admit yourself as a scammer when I expose the truth.
I thought they were making a pun on gold bars.
I thought it was a fucking fortune cookie. I don't know what this bitch is
talking about. Can you imagine if the scammers were a Saturday morning cartoon and they run out of story, now they're in space? Scammers in space! Remember they used to do that with the cartoons? Like they ran out of, so they put them in space.
Right. Or they make them small, make them travel through the body in a little like spaceship. They're tiny.
I'm checking out your hole. After reading the whole conversations, you can see through your fucking real face, which is evil. You do destroy me.
Mm-hmm.
I have never met people like you or Miller who are fucking heartless and try to kill me.
Because this scammer's stupid.
It's been 2 years that I did not get treatment from the doctor, and I got hurt a lot. I kept on falling down the stairs.
Did she?
I don't know.
Oh, she got hurt
Read
a lot.
Read that line again, please.
She didn't go to the doctor because she got hurt a lot. She didn't go to the doctor because she's lost all her money. That's the
She said okay. earlier that she didn't pay her social insurance or she didn't pay her insurance. So I think that's why she couldn't go to the doctor.
Mm. So I was wondering what kind of doctor, like a psychological doctor.
Yeah. Then it's like, oh, God, get on back on your meds.
Yeah. Bitch, you crazy.
I was not able to work. Finally, I found the job, which saves me. The boss hires me, and I work hard. Even now, too. You try to kill me. This is the invisible murder.
You know what's upsetting to me? Ann Jackson can get a job, and stupid at my house is still unemployed.
Yeah, maybe you're dealing with a scammer.
Dealing with different levels of crazy.
Yeah.
You did this one to me, which means it will pay back to you. This is why I want to cut ties with you since you are not a human being. I have never seen such unprofessional people who are proud and never help the people but kill them. You are heartless. I see through things. Let people judge the. You are also chicken. And she's, by the way, she's basically telling her what I've told them they are.
Yes.
And she's processing the shit now.
Yeah.
It's sinking through.
Yeah. That they're heartless, that they don't care about her, that all her cries and everything.
I've gotten past the backfire effect.
Yeah, actually you have.
I have.
But I just wanted to point out for a second, the thing that she said was really profound. This is the invisible murder.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about how many
people... we'll call the segment that. This is the invisible murder.
Yeah, I mean, but you think about scamming as a whole. It's sort of, this is the invisible murder. Mm. It ruining
I've called it emotional
lives.
Rape.
Yeah, and it is. It's like ruining these people's lives over the long term. It's almost like killing them because, you know, it's...
Sometimes they really die.
Yeah, sometimes they really
are killed or kill themselves.
You did this to me. Fucking read. You did this to me, which means it'll be paid back to you. This is why I want to cut ties with you since you are not a human being. I have never seen such unprofessional people who are proud and never help the people but kill. You are heartless. I see through the things. Let people judge that. You are also chicken, and this is why you cannot face your fucking issue. Your lover lies. All of you are full of lies. You cannot face it. Coward. Go to hell forever. I misjudge you because I did think you have good samurai spirit before.
Wow.
Oh, boy, was she off.
Yeah, she really
you
was.
You did have it, but now I do not think so. She doesn't completely get it.
You did have it, but now I don't think so?
Yeah, she doesn't. Still, we're getting more positive.
Yeah.
More healthy food in the
took
basket,
a step
Joe.
Back.
See, Joe, this was the shitty chocolate bar in there. But before that, we had a lot of good nutrients where she was kind of comprehending. So overall, positive.
Yeah.
Silence is gold, but sometimes it is not.
Sure. What the hell does
she
that
Yogi
mean?
Berra?
This scam ain't over till it's over, Joe. Yeah, right. ain't over till the Japanese lady sings.
Or loses all her money.
Silence is gold, but sometimes it is not. It means you are a real scammer. Go to hell. I did send mails to the FBI offices. You will never know where I sent to. Maybe that idiot.
You just told him.
They're so clever, they figured it out. You just told them.
Drats. Maybe that idiot man, Brown Cotton, can trace it if you want to know it. He is fucking assholes.
Darn it,
stupid
plural.
See him fucking lining him up, trying to scam, just fucking a bunch of broads in the ass.
Fucking asshole.
He's fucking asshole. And scamming at the same time. Oh, what a
multitasker.
Yeah.
The type of guy we need on staff.
Me too. Yeah, don't put that in the duties.
We're watching the drain.
Duties.
Watch. Just stare at the drain. How fucking funny was that?
All right, write that down. What was that, segment one? No, segment two.
Yeah.
Stare at the drain. All right, write this down so I know what to call these fucking awful segments. Just stare. Yeah, that was really quite the rape scene we created.
Yeah. I'm proud of myself.
That was good. You contributed nicely.
Thank you.
Your awful was good tonight.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
And Joe triggered it all. Joe, you triggered us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My job.
Joe, you're a real trigger.
I'm totally triggered.
I'm going to get put in radio jail.
That's every Tuesday. It's from 6:30 to 9:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Who is real terrorist? I want to see it. He lied. He said to me he wanted to arrest the hunters. He is a fucking liar. He cheated on the victim's money since he failed it. He caused the victims to pay for the never-ending payment, which is the real recovery scam. Lessons in life. He never learns from his experience, which means he is very idiot.
Who was this again?
Could be anyone.
Oh, really? I thought I was. You know, we went off topic, and I'm like, all right, who then? She never named anybody.
This is Parker Green, I think.
All right.
It's hard to tell who she's yelling at any given moment.
It's like when your mom would get pissed and you're over your friend and everybody's in fucking trouble, you know?
Goes through the names of all the kids because she can't remember which one she's mad at most. Yeah.
One more and then done? One more little segment?
Yeah.
Idiot Melvin. But the subject is the truth, you're all scammers. People will post them everywhere.
Oh.
But she addresses it, Idiot Melvin.
Idiot Melvin.
You ignore my reply. Why would he? Where are my funds? Fuck you, assholes.
To the point.
You lie to me. You have asked me to pay for the fees. I did expose the truth. You will see how people judge them. Mr. Davin commented on it. Oh. It is scam.
Six.
She's back on board with my knowledge, kids.
Yeah.
For how long?
Ever.
Now you don't have a so-called show.
I don't know.
I don't have a so-called show.
You have a real show.
I don't have a so-called career. I'm staring at the so-called drain. This is real common sense. You lie. You are a real asshole. Who is the bastard? You are. Who's the bastard?
Who's
the bastard?
Who's a good bastard? Whose lies are those? Whose lies are those?
Go to hell. She said it too.
Forever.
Yeah. No. No timetable.
Oh, okay.
I do not think you were qualified to be a UN secretary.
Because
you have no common sense at all. Shame on you.
Oh, no.
She fell.
Yeah. Yeah, we're back. We're that window of opportunity.
They're either scammers or they're inept, you know?
Yeah.
You are a liar.
No, I'm telling the truth. They're either scammers or inept.
I never see any fucking money, but you lie. You sent that fucking mail to me. I will make a good video to show people around the world. You will see how people judge you. Recovery scammers. It is a shame. You took the money from the victims and tried to kill them. And I think that's a good place to stop it. What's our tally, Pippi?
Well, you know, we got up to six Mr. Davins, which was me. And then,
showboat.
I know. Fucking asshole. We had none.
Missed it by an S.
I know.
You should have left off the last S for scammer.
I did, unfortunately. So Lisa said one, and Joe's girl said one, and that's the closest.
Well, I didn't even know Lisa was in there.
Mm. Yeah, she was in there.
Hello, Lisa.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, not Lisa. I made up my little chart too early. That was Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
Andrew had one, and Joe's girl had one. But Nobody said zero. And Mess Media, I had no. So it was Andrew and Joe's girl. So it's like nobody really actually won.
It's like this show.
Yeah.
Nobody really
wins.
A lot of arguing and yelling, but nobody wins.
Yeah, nobody wins. Yes.
Not when there's a time constraint.
Yes.
I got to go to break. Save it, stupid.
So it was all over the board. Nobody really actually won this time.
Right. Spirited show.
Yes.
Yes,
it
very
was.
Good show.
Yeah.
Good show. That's what happens when you unite us once every 3 weeks.
I know.
I hope we can bring this type of energy next week when the fucking film crew is here.
Yeah. Okay, we will, because we'll have the adrenaline from
them
being
here. I'll have
to find some. Or we'll be too nervous. That was very funny what you said, Davin. I like that.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha. You know, sometimes when you make fun of Trump, it is not right.
No.
Shut up.
Absolutely right.
Well, stupid. Joe, I think...
At least he'll be behaved.
Absolutely.
Do me a favor. Write to the sociologist. I would love to hear his response to you. I really want you to write to him.
Oh,
I hope
please,
if you could get him on the show, we'll have him on the show. You can yell at him on the air.
Oh, we'll pay for that.
No.
No.
But we'll have him on the air.
So doesn't pay for anything.
Yeah, no. No, we're not going to really pay for that.
I don't know. I got like a message from somebody who wants us. They want us to screen. Comedy, and they couldn't get on the website, so I don't know what that's about. Everybody's on the website.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you ask them how they're listening?
Yes, I did, and they're both listening through the chat room.
So they're listening on, but are they listening on a laptop?
Like right now.
Or on a computer?
Oh, I didn't know if it was a laptop or
yeah,
computer.
That's why I want to know what they're using.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the weird thing is if you go on, like when I was on my laptop at home, it just was trying to refresh and wasn't. However, if you go on my iPhone, get right on.
It's really weird.
Just go to the computer.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so is Andrea right now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm taking a guess here. Maybe it's maybe the browser that you're using. Maybe
the browser they're using.
Well, yeah. They're using
what browser
like,
are they using?
Internet Explorer.
Ask what they're using. That's
well,
interesting.
You
too.
Just asked.
I did. Pip, can you fucking translate what I just said to them? Because I don't know if they could hear, because they probably stopped listening when I started talking, because I didn't call Joe an asshole in a couple seconds.
Actually, they're both using Google Chrome.
Interesting.
And that's what I use.
All right. I was using Internet Explorer.
Oh.
I'm going to
okay.
Talk amongst yourselves for a second.
All right.
I'm gonna text Donnie, Diva Donnie.
Yeah.
So I was telling a story off the air about my Facebook friend who was garbage picking, in essence, on the curb, and the lady came and she was finding neat things. Like I have the picture up of the stuff that she was finding.
Yeah.
She found like art supplies and this pretty cool like metal sculpture of a flamingo. And like you see the
flamingos and garbage,
pencils and charcoal and all this like interesting things that she found, like good stuff, like art supplies and everything. So she was thinking that she would paint the flamingo because it's metal and it, you know, make it her own kind of. And the lady who comes out and goes, "What are you doing?" And she's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you put this as trash and you put it out to be picked up." And the lady's like, "Yeah, it is." And she goes, "But what are you doing?" And she's like, "Well, I was looking through and taking the stuff I like." And she's like, "Well, wait, I carefully packed this box.
It's garbage."
Yeah, I know. And it's like, wait, you're arguing with her about going through your trash?
Yeah, I'm going through the trash. I want to pick it. You don't go to the store and buy everything. I want to look. I'm going to take this. I'm going to take that. Maybe that
yeah,
apple
you know,
peel.
Well, nobody wants to fucking see you going to town on your front lawn.
Well,
I get it. Take the shit. Let's go.
Yeah,
it's not goodwill. Fucking keep it moving.
But I'm sure that, no, I mean... This lady is a respectful person. She was going to be neat and orderly.
Yeah, but you don't know how we.
I'll
tell you what. When I see somebody picking through my trash, I don't think respectful. That's not the first thing that comes through my mind.
Well, what? I mean, what do you care? It's a box full of stuff that you're getting rid
of. Take the fucking box, because sometimes
well,
people.
That's what the lady was saying.
Well, that's sometimes people leave a mess.
Well, look, when I was cleaning out the house back in the spring of last
nobody
year,
nobody's taking the co-owner, no matter how much you live.
I
on
understand,
the curb.
But you know, I step
and
out.
She gets out of the box, doesn't she?
You know that the
Joe's not allowed in the box.
Funny.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't want to be in the box.
No, not anymore.
Chlamydia!
Danger! Oh dear, craziness! But
that's just what her sponge says.
If there's anybody that's a sponge, it's her.
Oh,
but anyway,
nicely done.
But
square pants?
Yeah.
Living a pineapple under the sea?
Don't take it
not
further.
That kind
but but you know, there was a guy going through my stuff. But as long as you're not making a mess, go take what you want.
Right.
Just be neat about it. I don't care. It's
there's lots
garbage.
Of people that do that.
Shit.
There's lots of people that
I
do
understand,
that.
But I understand. But it's always weird. It's always weird. And it's weird if you start seeing them unpack shit. Because you have a feeling, well, now I got to clean that up.
Well, as long as they put it back.
Yeah, that's what. But that's where this woman, that's where the woman who came out saw. She's all this shit going on. Yeah.
No, there's very few things there. And it's like, and she's like, I've carefully packed that box. And she's like, it's trash. I mean, like, what does it matter?
Yes, but she carefully packed her trash.
Yeah, but she's taking out this. She goes, I'm just taking the things I want.
No, listen, here's
the
fucking
whole box. She's like,
listen,
I don't want the whole
box. You know what? If you're going to pick trash, be respectable. Do it, fucking look both ways, make sure nobody's around. I do it after fucking midnight. Let's go. A little trash picking rules. I don't have time to solve all these trash picking problems.
No.
You don't want to have a confrontation. You know, you do this shit. If you want to pick trash, pick. Join the raccoons. Let's fucking go.
If it's nighttime, you have bring a flashlight.
You don't
want to
go at night. That's a federal case. Maybe a bump under the rug. Raccoon,
you know what,
he's
Joe,
sore as
getting,
hell.
Joe, you're getting shit for free. Let's not be picky, okay?
No pun intended.
Fair enough.
You want to be picky.
Trash picky, to be precise.
We all love trash.
Yes.
Clearly everybody who listens does. Yes. But, you know, I get it. Yeah. I get it. It's such an awkward conversation.
Oh, it is. Well, I mean, somebody, like you said, turn tail and run if somebody called
sure.
you out on picking through their trash.
Sure. That's fucking embarrassing. I don't live here. I don't live here. I'm staying at a neighbor's house. Sorry.
I saw these beautiful chairs being left out on a curb. And I, they were absolutely gorgeous, and they were obviously putting them out for the trash. And so there were four dining room chairs, and then there was like a living room
Note
chair.
Note to self: don't sit on Pip's furniture if I visit.
Good point. But nobody visits, so don't worry about it. I've never been to her house.
No, people have. They've never been found.
Sure.
They've never been out.
I have known her forever, never been to her house. Been known you forever, been to your house once. I barely think you people live.
We know how to live. We keep you out of our houses. But anyway, so there were four.
Go on, Hovel Helix.
There were four dining room chairs, and then there's this one living room chair. And I was like, well, what do? I can only fit. I tried everything. I can only fit three chairs and the living room chair or all four chairs.
Can you make another trip?
And I missed the. Well, that's what I thought. So I put who's
fifth
gonna
world
want,
problems. How to trash pick.
Who's going to want one dining room chair? So I got the three chairs and the living room chair. I go home. I come back. That one fucking chair is gone. So I've
now you
got
to go to the dump and see
chairs.
If you can find a match.
No way. They were really nice. But while I was doing it, I'm on the curb. This little kid comes to the door and yells back into the house, Mom, is a trash picker outside!
He shamed you, as well he should. And he should have fucking thrown something at you and go, Get!
No,
scat!
No, 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 no.
Bad
no,
girl!
No, 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 no. What you do is, all right, listen to me.
Turn the hose on her.
No, come here, kid. Look.
I like that.
Here's $5. I'm going to put the chair over by this bush. You watch it, okay? I'm going to come back in 20 minutes.
Pip ain't spending $5.
Yeah. No, I wasn't. It was all free.
No, exactly. Yeah. Pip was in the mode. Yeah. There was a sandwich in the garbage, you would have fucking set up shop.
Yeah.
Fucking alley cat would have a new home. If we're picking.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I've picked trash. Not in a long time.
No, I haven't in a long time.
The last thing I probably picked, I was walking, doing my little walk around the complex in the hills and everything.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, completely wrapped, brand new, CD Discman.
Get out.
Which I picked. It was sitting on top, and I gave it to my daughter, so she used to listen to songs before she went to bed.
Yeah.
So that was probably the last thing I picked. Probably the biggest thing I picked years ago, when I was living at my parents' house, was a huge air hockey table.
Oh, did you bring that with you to Garfield?
How'd you get that?
I did.
I remember that damn table.
It did, but it had no legs. So I had to steal those construction like barriers.
Amputated. An amputee hockey table.
It was, but it had no legs, so I had to steal those construction horses, yeah. You know, the barriers that they set up, so I had like two of them to rest it on.
Works.
It was the white trash hockey table of all time.
But it was huge.
I know.
Right on.
Gigantic.
No, yeah, it works.
It took up that whole room.
I know, but he totally MacGyvered it and he got it to go.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
we played that for years.
Yeah.
Probably the most innovative garbage picking I've done.
I know.
Probably the most innovative garbage pick that we had. Mm. Again, when I'm a kid, there's a basketball backboard and hoop.
Okay.
A wooden one.
Yeah.
But there's no pole to it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it.
Okay.
Leaned it up so it's leading on the rim. So, like, the here's the board.
Yeah.
Here's the rim, so it's an angle.
Okay.
We played a game. Growing up, my dad used to play. Kids used to play a game called Off the Wall, where you throw the ball against the wall and how many times it bounces, single, double, triple, home run.
Oh, neat.
We did it with the backboard, and that ball would fly off of there. So that was very innovative. I took average everyday trash, and I made it for years into fun. And then we had to stop because Elias got too strong and kept on throwing the ball so hard it went over the fence every time, and that was not fun. You can't hit a home run every time. That's
God damn it.
Settle down, Canseco.
Yeah, I'm guilty. I had that van. And an eye for a project, you know.
What?
I have my van. When you have a van, you can take a lot of stuff.
People resell it and everything? Sure.
Yeah. Oh, sure they do. Yeah. They refurbished furniture and they resell it and stuff.
Sure.
I saw this beautiful old desk. It was small, but it was beautiful. And when they used to make stuff out of really heavy wood, and it was just like, it was massively heavy for this small little thing with these little drawers and little glass piece in it. It was great. It was outside of my friend's house, and I was thinking about it.
Can't pick from friends.
No, it wasn't from her. It was next.
You can't let friends know you pick. I wouldn't even do it to a radio audience.
Oh, no, I told, I, no, I.
A radio, you're going to go in front of Tom's house and grab garbage?
I might.
Yeah, maybe. But no, it was next door to my friend's house, and I was looking at it, and I was like, no, Mr. Hilux will kill me. And I went back in my friend's house. By the time I came out, her neighbors were dragging it up the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be quick with the prime garbage.
You do.
Yeah.
You do.
You know, yeah.
All right, let's get it.
I know my nice-looking garbage.
We know. You're a real fucking inspiration.
I'm here with you, too.
Mm. Ooh, shots fired. Shots fired, Joe.
Yes.
Garbage.
Right across the old bow.
Yes.
Cold as garbage.
Okay.
A little hurtful.
Should have seen what I was called this morning.
Oh, yeah, I'm nothing compared to that.
No, I was very nice to you on the Facebook page. Anyway, Tao of Energy is... I didn't name call.
I tell you, Joanne, when we got in a big fight a couple of weeks ago. Because
you communicated.
But she goes, you have no career. Your career sucks. She goes, you know, people ask me, when is Joe going to be on Kevin Can Wait? Well, I just tell him Joe can wait. And
oh, man.
She's writing.
I had to turn around because I was trying to buy. I was so. She called me. It's like, and I'm not. Fucking funny.
She's got points. She's got so points.
Fucking funny.
For a brief moment, you remember what attracted to her. You know her initially.
That was such a great line.
Yeah.
I'm like, and another thing. I'm going to.
A lot of couples, like, when they're breaking up at the end, like, they'll, like, share a glance or a hand touch.
Yeah.
And it'll bring them back to that moment.
Yeah.
With Joe and Joanne, it was a shared insult. Yeah.
That was a beautiful
that
shot.
That was a great line. Oh,
honey,
what a good... That
if
was
only
a,
we could have had every day like
hey,
that.
Hey, good line's a good line, you know? She caught me off guard. I know. I had a guy couldn't laugh. I had a turn and laugh.
Joe can wait.
Don't let her know. That's funny. That was a good shot.
Just tell him Joe. I just tell him Joe can wait.
But oddly enough, she went on the Davin's Den Facebook page and liked the picture with you and Anthony today. So I don't understand.
I don't understand.
There's a picture of me and Anthony?
Yeah, you posted it, stupid, when you guys were young and had hair.
Oh, yeah.
Barely recognized himself. You're,
I didn't post it to our page, though.
The Davin's Den page a while ago. Hmm. A long time ago.
Right. She likes your hair.
Did. Or in Anthony's hair, back before it was paid for.
John Sahak.
What?
Or there? How does he say? The hair is individually put in.
Oh, yeah, the plugs?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Oh, don't call them plugs.
Why?
Oh, he gets pissed. Why'd
you get pissed?
Oh, I don't know if he
hair
has.
Hair is individually placed.
Oh, okay.
Is it? Is that somebody's job? Crocheting his fucking stupid head?
I guess.
Hey, that's worse things.
I would do it, I guess. I'm vain enough.
Yeah.
I'm definitely vain.
You know, the only thing is, like, if I suddenly became rich and I wanted to have it done, you can't come, you know, you can't look like this and then come in the next day with hair. How's it going, guys?
No, you commit to starting a new life.
Yeah. You just can't.
Everybody gets written out. Yeah,
you just can't walk in and go, especially if you're a cow holder. Fuck.
Please let that happen.
I mean, you walk in the...
to the follicle protection program.
Yeah, I mean, you walk in the green room with a shirt that nobody likes. You never hear the end of it. Imagine coming in with a full head of hair.
You had a fro.
You would overdo it, too. You would go back to Lumberjack Joe.
Yeah, it would be discreet now.
Yeah, Yeah, it would be from. Subtle with you. He'd be fucking
out of here.
Yeah.
What's happening, man? What the fuck are you doing?
I know. Come back. Look at all that.
Oh,
please
shit.
Let this happen.
No.
That's funny. You have to commit.
Please don't make Joe wait anymore. Let Joe have the cameo that every other Long Island comic has had. I go, on Kevin can wait.
Oh, man.
Joe's the only one left.
Even Mike Keegan
was splashing around in Kevin's hot tub.
Oh, God.
That's funny. Tau of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tau of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook, searching Tau of Energy LLC. Tau of Energy LLC. Please go like them on Facebook.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
I don't understand something. Shut up, Joe.
What don't you know? Shut up, Joe.
I know where it's coming. So.
Okay.
He was probably going to tell me about politics, so I had to cut him off at the pass. So Diva Donnie's telling me that he can listen with all browsers.
Huh.
So I don't know what people are doing wrong, and it's not just your friends. I've heard it from others, too. I don't understand.
What's going wrong? We're going to have to experiment with this a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm happy to play music for you guys, and you guys try it when you're at home. We could set up a time
and
do that, and I'll just put some music on.
Just if we're going to figure it out.
Yeah, that's weird. Okay.
All right. Sorry, Joe.
Back to the show. Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. And we have a great show coming up April 21st, Kevin Lee. Experience all the Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Pip, you doing anything April 28th? It's a Friday.
I don't know. I have to look in the book.
If not, I'm going to have
oh,
you.
Oh, I think I am.
That's unfucking
fortunate. Wynwood.
Ugh.
I'm not doing Wynwood. I'm going to see him.
Me get it.
Yeah.
We don't want it. I got to find somebody else to
do it. Yeah, sorry.
Sucks a bag of cock. All right.
I'm going to see him at Foxwoods.
Don't give a shit where you see him. It's inconvenient for me.
Doesn't help you. Yeah. Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.giancarellispizzanj.com. That's www.giancarellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old-world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Corelli's.
Holy shit. Side-splitting productions, all of your entertainment, what?
God, you end the read and go, holy shit.
Because she got through it.
I know, but to make sound professional.
Holy crap.
You know, she gets through the read. She finally gets through the damn read, and then you go, holy shit.
I was really? Surprised, weren't you?
Give me up to say it.
Everybody was.
I'm giving her encouragement.
Nice. The sponsor's going to give us notice.
It got to the point where the chat room congratulates me and says, hey, you got through the succulent meats. And I'm like, yes, I did.
Yes, she does.
Yes, I did.
Side-splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs, comedians, murder mysteries, whatever you want. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com. 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Pip?
I want to say that Johnny and the Alimonies is going to be playing at Kennelly's Grill House in Congers, New York on Route 9W. It's Saturday at 8 p.m., so people, please come by and see them. They're a great band.
Thursday, I'm going to be at the Farmingdale Chamber of Commerce at the VFW Hall in Farmingdale with Mike Keegan and Kevin Downey Jr. And then on Saturday, the RGM Men's Club with my friend Davin. That's going to be...
Men.
Be Rockland County. Once again, check Joe Curry Nation, and I will have all the information there.
I got the email address if you want that.
Yeah, send an email address.
No, I got. It's on your flyer.
I know. I don't have the flyer with me, stupid. Do you
no,
have
but I'm saying I could say it now.
I'll say it now, then.
Holy shit, do you suck at this?
No, that's not what's on the flyer. Read the...
What?
Nothing.
On the flyer, if you want to make reservations, and now I have plenty of them, Seth... Oh, I'm going to spell
stupid.
This. Because this is a Jewy name.
That's what we're doing it
what?
For.
Exactly, but Schlanger Glow.
Wait, what?
Exactly.
You know, when a guy named Rosenblatt goes, really?
A little too much.
This is a little Jewy.
A little too Semitic. A little too Semitic. Bring it down. A little much. You get it.
And your name, Rosenblatt.
Yeah. You can say it.
Point taken, all right.
Seth, S-C-H-L-A-N-G-E-R, law at AOL.com. Seth Schlanger, law at AOL.com. Oh, that's how you can get reservations. Friday, March 24th, I'll be in my hometown of Bergenfield, New Jersey, at Tommy Fox's. Here's a cool deal. You mention my name and you call this number, get a free ticket. 201-452-0320. 201-452-0320.
Sounds like a strip club. Davin and Tommy Fox's.
Right. Okay. well, that was it. Fun show.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Spirited show.
Glad everybody's back. Next week, while we do the big April Fool's show.
Yes.
Big April Fool's show. We have CNBC is going to be in studio filming us for American Greed.
Humming.
So we're going to curse less.
What?
Yeah, so we got a lot of good things coming next week. Make sure you check it out. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.